Dreamscape presents Shunning Sarah by Julie Kramer. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Prologue. The missing face unnerved me. No eyes, nose, or mouth lent personality to the cloth doll clutched by the little Amish girl. My own Raggedy Ann exuded charm while this toy sported a plain dress and an empty facade. It was spooky, even. I felt sorry for my playmate, but could express no true condolences because we didn't share the same language. Instead, I set four cups and saucers on a tree stump for a makeshift tea party. Our fathers were inside the barn arguing about the price of an old crosscut saw. Mine didn't want to sell the saw because my great-grandparents had used it to build the house where we now lived. While the dusty tool hadn't been used in two generations, the saw told a cherished story from our family history. The other man had immediate, practical plans for the device. The visit ended badly when it became apparent that no deal was forthcoming and the saw would remain behind. Though his beard and wide-brimmed hat masked his expression, he walked like an angry man. Untying the horse, he commanded his daughter to join him. She hurried over, absently leaving her plaything behind. As I stood to return the doll, my eyes fell to a basket of crayons on the ground. A good deed came to mind. Round black eyes, a red triangle nose, smiley mouth with center lip. Had there been more time, I would have added red-striped leggings. I rushed the doll over to the other girl and handed it up to her in the black buggy. The fresh face greeted her like a new friend. But instead of a smile of gratitude, her eyes grew wide with...